大康自然健康中心成立于1987年，率先将自然疗法、同类疗法同埋碗肠水疗引进香港。我哋提供各项整全性治疗方式，排除体内毒素，增强自身免疫系统，一切尽在大康自然健康中心。电话25773798，网址www.naturalhealing.com.hk。
Janet, in addition to choosing the right ingredients, for cancer patients, is juicing a good move?
Yes, I totally recommend juicing. And the main reason for that is that you can get more of the nutrients by juicing than you can of eating it. So if, for instance, if you were juicing carrots, and to get one glass of carrot juice, you might have about a pound or 2 pounds juicing carrots, you would never sit down and eat that many.
No.
Whereas you can drink several glasses. So that's the main reason for juicing. Another reason for juicing is because you can, it's much easier to consume it than eating. You know, sometimes it can be hard, depending on a person's level of health at the time. You know, they may be feeling not as well as they could, so it's easier to drink juice, and it's very quickly assimilated into the bloodstream, which is another reason for it. So within about 20 minutes of drinking a juice, you're actually getting the benefit from it, whereas when you eat it, it takes a little longer to digest. So juicing I would totally recommend, and using beetroot and carrot juiced and greens juiced, they'd be my top priorities to getting those nutrients that you need for specifically for cancer as well. Yeah.
Well, from time to time, we get all kinds of recommendations regarding, you know, cancer curing, superfood, miracle food. You have anything to recommend?
Well, I have to say that the superfoods and the miracle foods are the fruits and the vegetables. That's what they are. So any fruits and vegetables that are seasonally available. So when they're actually in season, and especially if they're grown locally, so in other words, grow your own as much as you possibly can, but support your local growers, and organic, nothing sprayed or anything like that, because you can go from the food to your environment and think about, if you're being exposed to sprays and chemical things, then not only what's going on your food, but what you're using yourself in your own way of life. You want to eliminate as much of that as possible. It's going back to that positive and negative, and looking at positive as being alkaline and negative as being acidic. So we don't want anything acidic in our bodies, and that includes any kind of foods that are acidic, that create an acidic environment in the body. You want all alkaline, which is a positive side of things. So
so you wouldn't recommend things like even, you know, cashew nuts and peanuts?
No, I wouldn't recommend those. I would just go with the fresh fruits and vegetables, whatever's seasonal, that's what's going to give you. There's many foods out there available now called superfoods and having vitamin, you know, supplements, but they're still a processed, it's still a processed thing. So try and keep to the most natural as possible, keep it as alkaline as possible, as positive as possible, and not only in your food, but in everything you do and your thoughts and your actions.
Okay. In addition to, you know, diets, what else would you recommend to cancer patients?
Certainly, you're going within and appreciating yourself is really, really important. It's more important than most people would realize. So being at ease with the decisions you make, believing in what in where you're trying to take yourself, especially on the health level, and believing in that. If you many people choose to do some treatment, but if they don't believe in it, it's not, it basically isn't going to work. So it's very important where your mental state is, and believing in your body and trusting in your body's ability to take you there. And I think that's more important than most people place on it, is that emotional. And the other side of it is the spiritual aspect of just knowing that you are a spiritual being, and that you're there are levels that we know nothing about that can help you in being more in tune with your spiritual self. And eating those kinds of foods, those pure foods, will actually help you to recognize that as well. But you become more conscious about that.
I think for many of our folks here, the mention of spirituality or spiritual practicing is something beyond them. You know, can you say a few a little bit more, spelling it out? What exactly do you mean?
Yes.
Why is that important for cancer curing?
Well, I think it's important for everything in life, because what we're and for recognizing who we are and why we're here, and what is our purpose here? And I think that a lot of people are going through life just through mechanically, almost automatically, doing all the things day after day, in and out. And then something happens where you get a diagnosis that you suddenly become sick and then possibly die, and that's considered to be normal. And I don't think it is normal. I think that we're here for a much greater purpose, and whatever that purpose may be, we've yet to find out, perhaps. But it's a wonderful experience to go on that journey, to see what the possibilities are with our spirituality. And I'm not talking about religion or beliefs. I'm talking about the fact that we have a soul, and we have a body, a physical body, to carry that soul around, and we need to take care of both. And taking care of the body, gives us the ability to live this life here, but taking care of our soul is just as important, and perhaps more important, for us to be able to stay on a beautiful spiritual plane as well.
Jenna, you know what? In the past few minutes, since I asked the last question, you look very different. You got a lighten up, and there's bright light everywhere. And I just wish we had videotaped the past 3 minutes. Well, you see, that is spirituality, I suppose.
Yes.
Well,
I believe so.
Is it a good thing to shop around for, doing one therapy, trying out one after another, or following one guru after another?
Well, you can certainly get a lot of information from different people and different things. I mean, I spent, along with my family, we spent a lot of time researching what we could in the way of, information from various different people and different studies. But I think there comes a point where you just have to believe in yourself and know that, you have a path, and to just follow it, and to choose a way that is going to make, the difference that you're looking for, and to really, be that difference. And that's one of the things that that we've been taught, in fact, by one of the greatest gurus, if you like, in time, is to really be the change that we want to see.
Mm-hmm. But repeatedly, I saw people who tried one therapy after another, and after 10 or 15 various cures,
yes,
nothing happened.
Yes.
Can you tell us why?
I think it's very confusing for the body. The body has a specific purpose to keep us in a state, or to take us to a state of optimum health, and to keep us there. And that's what it does 24 hours a day for our whole life. It never stops doing that until, the moment comes. So I think it gets confusing messages when we jump from one thing to another. Mm. And it's always looking for the natural way, because it's a natural thing. So So I think from that point of view, perhaps jumping from one, you know, trying one diet and trying another diet, when really it's so simple and easy to just follow the way nature provides. And so if you like, you know, we have the answers, we have the solution, it's here in nature, and Mother Nature has handed it to us time and time again. It's just a matter of following that, and it will come to us.
六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品，环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。我们有两间分店，分别在铜锣湾和中环，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。